And now I'm joined on the line by Niamh Arthurs, who is a public health and clinical nutritionist. Good morning, Niamh.
Good morning, Debbie, and good morning to everyone listening to Near FM this morning.
You're very welcome. And on today's programme, we're going to talk a little bit about National Workplace Wellbeing Week. Tell us a little bit about this, Niamh.
Yeah, so, well, basically, healthy habits are really, really important, especially for our lives nowadays when we're working so much and we're constantly go, 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 and it's almost like this rat race from the time that we get up in the mornings and perhaps look after ourselves, get our own breakfast, and maybe if we have children or others, we get them out as well, and we eventually get to work, and then we come home, and then we might have things going on in the evening. So a lot of us actually spend more time at work during the week than doing anything else. Therefore, the workplace has a really, really, really offer a brilliant environment to try and improve our health, and that's all over the country. And research actually shows that two-thirds of employees all over Ireland feel they should be consuming a healthier diet. And a lot of this, as I said, comes down to the work. So whether it's that they feel they don't have time for breakfast before they go to work, or there's not suitable options in work, perhaps they're too stressed or skipping lunch because they've got really heavy workloads. So it's just really, really important that we're eating well, we're sleeping well, and we're also getting our activity and looking after our mental well-being. So it's kind of an umbrella that we can tick off so many different boxes in, as I said, the place that we spend a lot of our time during the week, which is the workplace.
Yeah, exactly. And have you gone around to different companies and kind of informed people on how we should be, I suppose, starting our day off in work and eating properly?
Yeah, so I do it all throughout the year. This week, it's Ireland's third National Workplace Wellbeing Week. And really, I think we've learned a lot from looking at other countries around us, like the United Kingdom, like Australia, America, New Zealand, who all started implementing this atmosphere and, I suppose, ethic of workplace well-being, because it shows that when you look after your employees and when you're being healthy at work, it's actually beneficial not just to the employees and their families, but also to the employer themselves. So, you know, you're going to be more positive and be able to work more efficiently at work. You're going to have reduced absenteeism then and less health insurance costs and more productive work team and, I suppose, a work ethic as well. So all over Ireland, I've been going around and doing various workplace workshops, as I say, and basically just doing different activities, getting them to think about whether it's aspects of their mental health, their sleep hygiene, their nutrition and their lifestyle, their physical activity as well. There's loads of different ways that you can get involved with workplace well-being. And it's not just, as I said, this week. This week is really important for highlighting it and showing people how important it is to actually look after you as an employee, to look after yourself, because you're going to be a better employee if you do put yourself first, but also to employers, to show them that actually it's more beneficial for them as well to make sure that their employees are healthy and happy.
Exactly. Are you seeing this in kind of the bigger workplaces where they actually bring in sometimes pets, their dogs, on they have a dog day where they bring their dogs in, and like that they have massage days, which is sounds brilliant. So what
yeah,
would you...
Yeah, it goes on from there, like animals. There's actually been loads of research done to show the beneficial impact of things like puppies and dogs, of how good they are for boosting your well-being. But I mean, if that's not something you can do in your workplace, or perhaps maybe just for a different idea, if you do that one day, exactly as you said, you could do different things like yoga, maybe free Zumba classes. One of the big initiatives this week for workplaces is to do the lunchtime mile. So it's just encouraging everyone in the workplace to get out during their lunchtime and either walk, cycle, run or swim a mile at lunchtime. And that's very, very achievable, okay? It's very realistic, because it means you're still going to have time to have your lunch, to have a decent break, and the fresh air outside will do you wonders as well. When you come back for the afternoon slump, you're going to have more energy and be more relaxed. So actually, sometimes, you know, we're almost like a kettle in work.
Yeah.
And the longer you let all the little things build up, maybe little life day-to-day stresses or tasks that you have to do, if you leave them bubbling for a long time, eventually you're going to have to let out that steam. And the longer you leave it bubbling, the more steam, or the more you have bubbling inside, the more steam you're going to have to release off. So just on a day-to-day basis, try and releasing that steam, because like stress is a natural thing. We all are human. We all suffer from it sometimes. But it's very, very important that we are learning how to cope with more stressful situations and environments that we can be under now than before, and know how to release that and vent that stress. So, as I said, we're not the constantly bubbling, boiling kettle, that we're actually releasing off our steam.
Exactly. And sometimes we're in an office where there's no windows. We don't see what it's like. We don't get sunlight. So we're lacking in vitamin D anyway. So it's nice to get out, even for a half hour, even for 20 minutes, just to get a bit of sunlight onto you. Even if it's not sunny out, you still have, you know, the natural light as you're walking. And, you know, as well for your posture.
As well, natural light actually stops and it inhibits our sleep hormone, which is called melatonin, from being produced. So when we're getting lovely natural light, you're stopping that sleep hormone kicking in, and so you're not going to feel as sleepy. The other thing is, as well as our vitamin D, as you mentioned, Debbie, which is very important for our mental health, for our immunity, and also for our bones. There's so many beautiful benefits of vitamin D from our lovely sunshine. But like on perhaps days like today and in Ireland, if we're not getting even the sunshine outside, you are getting beautiful oxygen. And
exactly.
That oxygen is what our brains need to work. So our brains need the mixture of glucose and oxygen. And by going outside and getting your activity, you're boosting that levels of oxygen, and you're also perhaps boosting your blood flow. So you're getting more energy to your brain as well. So that when you do come back after doing your activity, after getting a bit of fresh air during your work break or whatever it is, you're going to be a lot more calm, a lot more settled, and therefore work a lot better.
Yeah, and for your posture as well, because sometimes we are kind of just over a computer for hours on end. And I know myself, I get if I'm on a computer longer than a certain amount of time, I'll get a headache. I need to get out into the air to clear that headache. I don't like
that. Yeah, as I said, going back to my kettle metaphor. So think about how long you're sitting at that computer. You're getting that kettle bubble, 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 bubble. Whereas eventually you need to let that be released. You need to let all that steam off. And so the longer and the more that you have bubbling, then the more steam you're going to have to release off. So just keeping it in track, as I said, putting you first and looking after yourself. There's so many different activities, as I said, that I do all over Ireland. And if any companies are listening or any employees are listening and maybe want to bring the idea to their employer, my website is beabites.net, so BIABITES.net, beabites.net, and that's my Facebook and my Twitter handle as well. And you can always get in touch and see if you're interested in doing some kind of activity or workshop during the year, during the week, just to, remind yourself, as a good reminder, and just to put the focus on workplace well-being.
Yeah, and we know it's quite big in America, you know, that they do this to help their employees. And I think it would work very well here. I know a lot of, as we mentioned, bigger companies are kind of coming in to getting used to this idea of, you know, well-being in the workplace. But I think more employers have to kind of tune into this and probably listen a little bit more and, you know, probably offer it to their staff because, as you said, it can come that, you know, there's so many people taking days off, and it's been proven that if you do this in the workplace, there's less time off.
Absolutely. As I said, because if you think about it, when we are healthy, we're not as likely to get ill. Mm. So we don't need to take as many days off from work. We're going to be a lot happier, more positive, which again is going to help us to work more efficiently. And also, it's just a really good image and reputation for a company to say, oh yes, well, they look after their staff very well, and yes, they have low staff turnover rates because they do X, Y, and Z, and they do look after their employee. They do care about their employees, and their employees aren't just a machine that does the work and that's it at the end of the day, goes home with a paycheck. It's that, yes, these employees are actual human beings. They have needs like everyone else, and it's really important that they are less, that they are working happy, that they have a good attitude, and that they're able to cooperate with each other, with their employer, and better teamwork as well, along with the other employees. And if they're enjoying work, you're going to be a lot better, actually, and you're going to have that drive to want to do well as well.
And I suppose it'll bring.
I suppose it's the same for students. It's kind of similar. If in school or I guess in university, there's always those subjects that perhaps we're better at, and when we're better at them and when we enjoy them more and we get along better with our teacher, we're going to naturally excel in them.
Exactly.
So yeah, so I guess, you know, that's another simple example of how it is important to be able to enjoy your work, because we do spend so much time there.
And I suppose it brings a nicer atmosphere into the workplace as well, when you're feeling that bit better in yourself. As I said, we're with the people we work with more, probably longer time than we are with our own family. So it is good to get along with our colleagues and have a nice, I suppose, rapport between colleagues and, you know, employer and employees. So if anyone is listening and you said you do workshops, what do they expect? Say in the small office like ourselves here, it's not that big, what would you recommend?
So I'd recommend that you try, and even if you can't do it every day, just pick it like one day a week that you can say to your colleagues or to your to the people in your office, okay, let's get out this lunchtime and we'll map out a mile. You can really, really easily do it online. You can go to Google Maps and find out a mile around your workplace or near your place of work, that you can just get out, get your fresh air, get your bit of activity and boost those endorphins, those happy endorphins that's going to improve your performance when you do come back. Perhaps maybe even doing things like arranging after work, you could all go for a cycle, or maybe even you could arrange to do an event, an upcoming event, perhaps a fun run, and you could do it in aid of maybe a particular charity. So that, you know, you've got lots of motivation to do it. So, and you're doing it for a good cause, but you're also going to benefit a lot from doing it as well.
Mm. Great. Well, I suppose there's a few ideas for people who are listening. And as we work here in an office, sometimes in a studio where you don't see any light outside, it is nice to take that break. So for the half hour, an hour, do your mile walk. It's not that far, really. And it's good for your health as well and your well-being.
And the thing is, Debbie, as well, like that same piece of research showed that only one third of employees in Ireland meet the recommended levels of physical activity per week, and 4 in 10 people who work in an office say that they don't do any physical activity on working days, because I guess their day is so long, they feel they can't get out, they feel their workload is too heavy, and if they go out at lunchtime they might finish up earlier, they'll have to stay longer. So it is so important, and then they might get home in the evening times and they're just too tired, they feel they're too tired to go outside and do the activity. But that is why it's actually so important to try and get into the habit. And again, I encourage anyone and everyone to take it up this week and to try and get used to going out, feeling all those benefits of your endorphins, of your oxygen, of your vitamin D outside, kicking in, because then you are going to work better. It's better for your self-esteem, for your own mental well-being.
Exactly.
And then at least it all clocks up. So even if you're just doing half an hour, 3 days a week, that's 90 minutes.
Yeah.
And the recommended level of activity per week for an adult is 150 minutes. So it all adds up, and every little helps.
Well, that's it. Every little helps. And if you can't fit the hour in, even 15 minutes, just have that break.
Exactly.
And don't eat your lunch.
And again, over time, over the week, if you're doing 15 minutes, which is very, very manageable, you're, again, going to contribute to your overall mental that you need to do per day. Even simple things like getting off, if you get a bus to work, getting off the bus stop earlier, or perhaps maybe when it comes out, it's coming into the longer evenings and the brighter mornings, perhaps maybe trying to run or cycle to work.
Great.
And if you can't do that every day, then picking a day that you can start off and do it.
Exactly.
Taking the stairs instead of the lift.
Yeah. Little things, as you said, add up. And that's what I was going to say. Try not to eat your lunch over your computer. Just even if you only have, you're not getting lunch, even 5-10 minutes, just out, away, take away, probably yourself away from the office just for even that few minutes.
Absolutely. Because if you're at your desk and you're still eating and trying to work as well, you're not allowing yourself to have that really, really vital break that you need. You're not letting that kettle steam off. You're keeping that kettle bubbling the whole time. So, yeah, number one is definitely your lunch is very important. So do eat something. Your brain needs that boost of glucose, of energy. And it also would benefit from some oxygen as well. So get away from your desk. Go have a chat with someone. Even if it's as well during I work in offices all the time, I see this, that employees, instead of just going up and walking 10 steps to tell their work colleague something, they email them. And
that's,
it's just
ridiculous.
That environment that you get into, that it's the artificial lighting in an office and you're at a screen all day, of course it's going to tire you out. So even just getting that breath of fresh air, getting up, going down and actually talking to your to your colleague about something rather than just relying on the emails.
And it's the art of conversation. We're losing it. Do you know, like, I mean, email me, the person's beside you, email me, no, I'm going to talk to you. You know, we have to get that back as well. Okay, listen, Niamh, thanks for talking to us here this morning on Lifeline. It was really interesting. So your web address, again, is beabites.net.
Yep, beabites.net. So I said B is the Irish for food, and then Bites, B-I-T-E-S. And I'm on Twitter and Facebook as well, just beabites.
Brilliant. Okay, Niamh, thanks.
So if all else fails, just Google Niamh Arthurs, and I'm sure my website and things like that will come up.
All right, thanks for talking to us. And if there's anything else coming up, do get in touch with us, okay?
Super. Thank you so much, Debbie. And thanks to everyone listening to Near FM. I hope you're all feeling recharged and ready to let the steam off.
Thanks a million. Bye.